everybody, and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'm calling this the Bread of Life. During the week, I was praying, and I really felt on my heart that God had put some words in my mind, in my heart, that I wrote down. And this is what I wrote. Set me before you always as your one true hope. Be sure that your hand is firmly in mine. Proclaim me as mankind's hope to those around you. This conviction will grow. Tell them all that I can be to them. And it really spoke to me that God was saying, I've asked you to tell people about me. But that can only happen if you've set me before you, that you're holding my hand, that I'm holding the Lord's hand, and He's guiding me, He's leading me. Jesus said so beautifully in John's Gospel, chapter 6, starting at verse 35. Jesus said to them, so Jesus is telling us, are you listening? I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. You know, I often think right now, all those who are hungry and thirsty physically, mentally, spiritually, they don't have bread or water. They're starving. But not more than even physical is they're starving to know the Lord who brings them food and drink. They're thirsty for joy, for goodness, for salvation, for the Savior. Even though they don't know it, they're not describing them that, you know, their life in those type of terms, but they've got hopelessness in their life. They don't see a future. They don't see good. They only see the evil, the danger, the hurt. That's not what God desires to bring to us. He says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. But I said to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. So I wrote in my journal, Lord, grace us to see, and grace us to believe. It's only God's grace that gets us to open our eyes. And not just our eyes, Lord, grace people who are desperate for you, that they would see you, that they would believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and anyone who comes to me, I will never drive away. Jesus states, anyone who comes to me, I'll never forsake them. I'll never drive them away. Doesn't matter about their past, their present, their future, what they've done, where they're in, what they're, you know, doing even now. I will never drive them away if they come to me. Because he states, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. He's come to do the Father's will. And this is the will of him who sent me, that I should lose nothing of all that he has given me, but raise it up on the last day. And what has the Lord given? Jesus, his son. What has God given? He's given Jesus, people. He's given Jesus, the lost that he chases after. He's given Jesus, his creation. This indeed is the will of my Father, that all who see the Son and believe in him may have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. So the Father's will is that all would come to eternal life, that they would see the Son and believe, that they would see what God has done. And the grace that we need is that God would use us to point the way to Jesus, to show people Jesus, to talk about Jesus, to share about him. What did I write down here in my prayer? Set me before you always as your one true hope. Be sure that your hand is firmly in mine. Proclaim me as mankind's hope to those around you, so that all will be able to see and believe and know. And God has given us that. He commissioned everybody, go out to the whole world and tell them what you have seen. Tell them what you know. Tell them what God has been given to you that will be given to them as well. Because Jesus chases after each of us, and he will not drive anyone away. So my heart is that God will grace us with the ability somehow to point the way. We don't have the ability, it's only God, and we can't do it, it's only the Savior who can. But we can point, we can, you know, magnify the Lord, we can share our story, we can tell people about what he has done that might then tweak them to go and look and see. And then when they see, that they would believe that the Lord God is after them as well, has chosen them as well to follow him and to have eternal life with him too. But we first need to set our God before us and have him holding our hands, his hand in mine, leading us and guiding us. Because if we don't, how can we even then point the way? How can we then even love? You know, love ridiculously. Love not just our friends and our family, but love our enemies. Because Jesus tells us to do that. And this love, it says, will bamboozle the enemy. And the enemy is not the people. The enemy is the evil one. But it will bamboozle the people who we feel like our enemies, because they'll go, whoa, they love me? Why? I'm not even treating them nicely. We just want them to stop and think and see the Lord, because the Lord will draw them to him, just like the Lord draws us every day to himself. So this week, let us pray diligently that God would grace us with the ability to speak, to love, to serve, to do whatever it takes to reach or point the lost, point everybody to Jesus, and that we would follow him so closely ourselves. So have a blessed week and know that God loves you. God loves your friends, your family, your loved ones, but God loves even your enemies.